Ann Arbor's 107.1. Good morning. I'm Scott Vertical. And here with me is a special guest. It's Julie Halpert, the co-founder, COO, and director of Garrett's Space. Good morning, Julie. I'm glad you're here.
Thanks for having me.
I'm glad to have you here. And you have something special to talk about and a special event happening tomorrow night. But before we get to that special event, can you tell us a little bit about Garrett Space and what it's about, please?
Sure. Well, my husband Scott and I lost our son Garrett to suicide in 2017 when he was 23 years old. And after that happened, we were devastated having to live with the fact that we couldn't save our son.
Sure.
And we were trying to figure out what we could do to help save other lives and realized there was a huge gap in treatment for young adults, those who needed more than a weekly visit to their therapist but weren't actively suicidal and didn't know need to go to the ER. ER is a perfect place for someone who is actively suicidal, but it can be traumatizing for
Sure.
young adults. And so we were trying to come up with an option that would encourage those who are struggling, who are often demoralized and don't want to seek help, an attractive option. And we know that our son was really looking for a retreat-like atmosphere, a place to get away
Right.
and just focus on healing. And so we created that space. We found that it did not exist. And so what Garrett Space is, it's going to be a residential center
Mm-hmm.
where young adults ages 18 to 28 will go to for 3 to 4 week stays. And it's focused on non-medical, holistic alternatives. So
Sure.
things like yoga, meditation, movement, nutritious cooking, journaling, different kinds of activities that teach young adults how to live a healthy life and
Right.
also bring them together with others who are struggling so that they will know that they're not alone and that there's to give them hope
Mm-hmm.
to continue living.
And I think that that, you know, I have no experience with this kind of stuff. It's just my own personal experience. I feel like just knowing that somebody else is going through something that you are going through can be so beneficial. You know, just to have these people with you in the same room sharing similar experiences can really be helpful. So it's kind of like you said, it's a retreat atmosphere.
Right. And we're in the process of acquiring a beautiful piece of property
Yeah.
on 76 acres in Superior Township that is just the most magnificent nature, a place where young adults can really exhale.
Mm-hmm.
And when you talk about connections, we've started running wellness programming a little over 2 years ago virtually.
Okay.
And the results of it are amazing. Young adults feel like they can identify and they're being brought together with others and forming connections and bonds, and they're really rallying around each other. They're led by a clinical social worker. And it's just been, it really validates what we believe about the importance of this as a really effective support option.
Yeah, for sure. And you know, and going to the website, going to garrettspace.org, and then I was looking at the folks who work for you and with you, and you have a large and impressive already board of directors, a wellness team, an advisory council. You've got this huge team of folks working with you. And how did you find these folks? I mean, I obviously can't get into specifics about everybody, but
Sure.
how did you gather such an impressive group so quickly?
Right.
Really?
Well, it's interesting you mentioned that because some people have said, oh, it's what you're doing so amazing. Other people, you know, wouldn't do something like this. It's hard to do this,
Mm-hmm.
but we felt like we needed to do this because we, well, being with, you know, so close to Michigan Medicine, which is such a leading medical institution,
Right.
we happen to know a lot of the faculty. They either were the parents of friends of Garrett's and knew Garrett or knew us, or they knew people who knew people that,
Mm-hmm.
you know, that they brought into the fold.
Okay.
But really, I think this is an amazing community, and everybody was really touched by our mission. Everybody saw the need
Right.
and wanted to be involved. So we are truly blessed to have a leading number of experts all across the board, not even just in the mental health field, but in the fundraising area and marketing. And I mean, we have constantly people coming and approaching us and wanting to be involved. So that's really exciting. And that's why we think that this will be successful. Our goal is to make Garrett Space a model that can be replicated all over the country.
Right. Well, it sounds like you're off to a good start so far. And you have a special fundraiser happening tomorrow night. And why don't you tell us about Go for Garrett Space?
Yes, we're so excited. For the past 3 years, we've had a 24-hour virtual live stream, you know, in the midst of COVID. This is our first in-person fundraiser. It's going to be at the Morris Lawrence Building at Washtenaw Community College. And we're going to be really showcasing a lot of the different components of Garrett Space. So we'll have a table with our wellness programming. We're going to have we're going to have, you know, a table where people can learn more about Garrett Space. We also will have an amazing roster of live entertainers, all kinds of entertainment, from jazz to musical theater to R&B. And then in addition, we're going to have fitness and wellness sessions that will be running concurrently with the event, where people can go and, you know, take yoga and then pop in and have some refreshments and see the entertainment. So it's going to be really incredible. I should also mention we have an online auction that's already open with over 200 incredible items, everything from football tickets near the 50-yard line to vacation rentals to gift cards to the area's best restaurants. So it's going to be really amazing. We're eager to have lots of people from the community turn out.
Yeah, and like you said, if you can't turn out, there's a live stream. There's also a way to donate online. And I was looking through that the silent auction, and there's some amazing stuff on there, like the stuff you listed, plus you know, gift cards for shops and life experiences. And it was almost too many things to go through. So if you could do me a favor and whittle it down to some of my favorites and email it to me.
We've had donations over 200 items this year from over 125 businesses. It's really our best ever. So we're super excited about
that. Well, it's great that the community is coming together to help you out with this at garrettspace.com. Is there anything else that you have going forward besides creating this retreat space? Are there other plans?
Well, the main focus is going to be on building this residential center, which will consist of there's an existing home on the property, and we also have we're going to be building the residential center as well as a creativity studio, and we'll be running day programming from there. We also have our virtual programming continuing, and we'll run some version of that. Okay. But recently, the participants have been getting together monthly for in-person events, and it's been really transformative for them. It's just brought them, given them even more support, and it's been really magical, those connections. So we hope to move more towards that, more in-person activities as well. And then we'll just, you know, we will continue to raise money. We're going to be kicking off a capital campaign. This is an expensive endeavor.
Sure.
And so we need to raise money, obviously. So we'll be focusing on, you know, lots of different fronts, the construction, the existing programming, the fundraising.
Well, you know, like I said, you've got you're off to a great start at Garrett's Space. And on behalf of those folks who might be using your services, I just want to say thanks, because, I mean, honestly, I feel like I know people literally right now in my life that could use some help with mental health services, but they don't have, they weren't raised with a language to talk about it, and they don't know how to reach out. And I know people in my life in the past that really would have benefited from just being able to discuss mental health openly and honestly, and not have it stigmatized. And I just wanted to say thank you for helping normalize these things. And I know it's very difficult, but people like me appreciate you very, very much and all the work you do at Garrett's Space.
Well, thank you very much, Scott, for saying that. And we really do hope we'll make a difference. We hope we'll create something that young adults will want to try, will want to seek out, and that will help them to heal and, you know, continue living, which is really the goal. We're losing too many people to suicide. We have too many young people struggling with depression and anxiety, which is what we're focused on. And we needed to create something to address this.
Yes. Well, like I said, I'm thankful that you did. You can go to garrettspace.org and find out more about the Go for Garrett's Space tomorrow night, and all the details there. Get the silent auction. You can donate. You can live stream. Julie Halpert from Garrett's Space, thanks again for coming in this morning, and I wish you the best luck tomorrow with a big event.
Thank you so much, Scott.